I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
and Catherine
and Caroline. Today is gonna be a shorter episode, but like a short like punch, like
short,
a short and sweet episode. We want to just share with you a ton of our favorite thoughts, quotes, affirmations, and you guys can play this. You can play it when you're waking up, when you're going to bed, when you're on a walk, whatever it is.
Play it while you're sleeping, like let it go into your brain.
That's actually a really good idea. Play this as like a lullaby, if you will, and then the thoughts will just be running through your head when you sleep. But I mean, I feel like out of all of these, the thought is that hopefully something, if not a lot of these, will resonate with you and are going to be some words and some affirmations that can be your favorites and that you can keep with you.
Yeah, let's get into it. Very much, we're just going to go through each thought.
Yeah, also make sure that if you want to watch, you're watching on either Spotify or YouTube, and you can listen anywhere else. But we do have a video version of this podcast today, and we are chilling in a studio in New York. So it's a cool visual if you want to hop on there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do our highs, lows, and goals, actually, before we get into this. And we'll keep it short and sweet. I feel like this is going to be like a re-listen-to-able episode. But just for like the fresh week when you're listening to this, let's talk about it. We are in New York right now.
I don't know. My highs, I'm overall just like feeling calmly good, if that makes sense. I know we talk a lot about feeling, especially with the highs and lows episode, feeling like chaotically good or chaotically up. I'm feeling like calmly. So that's good. That's my high.
Yeah, that is good.
I really
good.
Like that.
Well, I am very excited because we just, in the past 2 days, recorded with two different guests for our first video guests. You guys know, like, we've had some guests in the past, but especially when we were living in Singapore, it was just so difficult to coordinate with guests with our time zone and everything being online. So we're really excited to have we actually just finished one of them, but just recorded with two guests whose episodes will probably be rolling out obviously within the month.
Yeah, so that's super exciting. The guests on video, I think, is game changing because you get to actually see them and feel like you are meeting them. So another plug to, if you do want to watch, Spotify, you can use the free Spotify app, or on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. A low, just the fact that since we've gotten back from Singapore, I feel like things have moved really fast and I haven't really had like a set time to like reflect and debrief from that time. So also now, like, pulling this New York trip in and having this other like quick transition and like pop of adventure, if you will, I do feel like I need to make sure that I take some time to like debrief the last few months properly after this.
Yeah, kind of similarly, I haven't been journaling at all or kind of taking time to reflect or be present and aware, and that's something that I've noticed and that I'm like continuously aware that, oh my god, I've gone another day without kind of doing this. And that's not to say I'm like putting pressure on myself to do something I don't want to, but I genuinely like, I want to sit down and take the time and actually, you know, invest some time. And now I'm gonna need to like actually invest a good chunk of time to kind of unpack everything that's been going on, the good and the bad, and just go through it.
I feel like the longer that you push something like that, the more pressure you put on yourself to like then when you do it, it has to be bigger and you have to do more. That's why I'm like, I really want to get into journaling a few times a week, because then it doesn't feel like this immense pressure when I do it, that like, oh my god, so much has happened, I have so much to talk about. You know, it can kind of be more in the moment, go with the flow.
Yeah, I'm honestly scared to open my journal. You guys know I have a journal / daily planner that you can use if you do want to get into journaling. Every day there are new journal prompts. That's linked in the show notes if you want to go check it out. But I'm scared to open it because I don't know when the last time I opened it and actually participated in it was. I've been doing a lot of like mind dump. I haven't opened my actual journal with prompts, like journal prompts in a long time, which is kind of fun because now I get to just like bulldoze through all these prompts and kind of like really go hard with it. But also like there's a lot to catch up on there.
Yeah, there definitely is. So I guess that's the goal for this coming week. And this Sunday, we'll be back on Saturday night. So Sunday, I want to take as like a very chill, reflective day.
Take it as a real Sunday.
Speaking of like the journaling and wanting to do all that, though, let's get into these different thoughts and affirmations, because if like these could be good journal prompts in themselves. And if nothing else, they're like things that you can remind yourself, things that you can like write down on a sticky note. If something like really resonates with you, put it on a sticky note and put it by your bed or on your mirror or something like that, or just like write it down in your phone so that you can look at it.
I love a good sticky note.
I love a good phone note.
If you guys have seen my wall, I don't think I've like posted a picture of my wall in a while, but we've talked about the goal wall, but you guys don't even know my door. So there's the goal wall. On one wall of my room, there's like the door, and then the rest of the wall is wall, and the wall part is our goal wall. So it's full of sticky notes with our goals that we both of us use that wall as our goal wall. And then my door is just like full of sticky notes that have like drawings or sayings or quotes or things that I've thought of and wanted to write down, which are basically the things that we're going to share today.
And things that we'll hopefully put on some clothing one day.
So true. So true. All right. Let's get into it. Do you want to alternate? We're just going to go back and forth.
Okay.
I just opened my like list of them and I told Karen I had six, and then I swiped and it's just pages on pages of notes of these things. This is like the document I use to pull quotes from for the Girls of Goals pod account. So it is full, let me tell you.
Supplements, when included in your exercise and nutrition, are absolute game changers. When they're included in those baseline healthy habits that you have, they make such a huge difference in your lifestyle. We want to tell you about our favorite supplements from Beam and share our code GOALS for you to get 10% off. Starting with protein, because I think that literally everyone should have a good protein powder, no matter who you are, no matter what your goals are. When you have a protein powder, you can make smoothies or oats or pancakes or baked goods. All of these meals that don't naturally have protein, you can add protein to them to make them more well-rounded, substantial meals and support your health goals. You can also use protein powder as a shake post-workout for the best recovery and results. You guys know what protein promotes. It's fat loss and it helps with lean muscle growth, and Beam does such a good job with their protein powders. This blueberry muffin has been my favorite. I've made blueberry pancakes with them that have been divine, and I also just made some brownies with the chocolate brownie batter, and it's just so good. The peanut butter smoothie is also really good as a shake itself. And again, you can use code GOALS for 10% off at youcanbeam.com. Beans Super Greens are also in our daily lineups. No matter how healthy we eat, it's just not possible to get everything in every day. So we're always gonna have some nutrient gaps, and the Super Greens, they help fill all of those gaps.
17 fruits and 8 veggies.
Just saying.
They'll support your immune system, increase energy, and are amazing for your digestive system.
And also the flavor of these greens are next level. Like, they are known for this flavor, the pink lemonade. It is so good. It's refreshing and not overly sweet. Like, I love drinking this every single day. And it just makes you feel so good.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a supplement to make you feel overall your absolute best, these greens are it. And then the last one in my rotation is pre-workout, everyone's favorite because it's like liquid motivation.
Natural energy and focus, a good muscle pump, literally everything that you're looking for. And once again, these flavors taste great. My favorite right now has been the watermelon candy.
So when it comes to supplements, it's quality over quantity. So pick a couple that fit what you're looking for. This is our stack. These are our daily staples that we know you will love too. And you can use code GOALS for 10% off at Beam. That's youcanbeam.com, which is youcanbeam.com, and use code GOALS for 10% off.
It's also, everything is linked in the show notes below. So if you want to just click on that website, you can go check it out. Or if you have any questions, we are more than happy to answer them.
Cheers with protein, greens, and pre-workout.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
You have to chase the things that excite you and follow those instincts, because that's where you're going to find what you're passionate about. That's where you're going to find what inspires you, and you have to follow it. If you spend each day dreaming of this different life for yourself, then this is your reminder to make a start. Even if it's small, do something today that can change your tomorrow.
Focusing on the smaller moments and appreciating the smaller things that maybe you typically look past can change the game of life for you. It can recharge that love for life and for experiencing new things.
Okay, this is one that I feel like I've been coming back to myself a lot recently when I may be feeling burnt out by something, or I just feel like I have a lot going on and like giving up just seems like such an easy option. And that is that someday you will look back on all the progress that you made and you'll be glad that you didn't give up even when it felt like your only option. Because that is so true. The way that you feel now is just one microscopic piece of your whole life. And if you can get through the challenge in this moment, like, you'll come out on that bigger other side and you'll be able to look back and be like, thank God I didn't give up on myself then. Thank God. Tell me that today.
You may not be able to control what is happening to you, but you can shape how you react. And when you are intentional about the way that you react to something, you can change how it is. You can change the way that you perceive it and change the way that you work with something. You can change something entirely.
I know it's so easy for us so often to let one person or one person's opinion of you take away your joy or your happiness or how you feel about yourself. But you have to remember that there are 7.7 billion people in the world. That's like a shit ton of people. And you can't let the opinion of one person stop your growth or stop your happiness. I always feel like it's like the people that are around you and the people that are in your circle, for some reason, feel like they have so much power, but like really, they're one of 7 billion. And for some reason, we just let certain people have so much more power over how we act or how we live.
If something comes into your life, let it, right? Like if it comes into your life, it is supposed to. And if something goes, let it. If it's trying to leave your life, let it leave. Because it's supposed to.
What would you do today if you were twice as strong or twice as confident? And then do that now. Because that is the only way that you're going to get there is if you think about what that person who is stronger, who is more confident, who is more successful, how do they live? What do they do? How do they feel? Put yourself in those shoes now. You have to align your energy and your thoughts and your actions to who that person is if you ever want that to become your reality.
Focus on your energy givers. Give yourself sunlight. Give yourself nutritious food. Drink water. Like, see those people that energize you. Clean your room. Clean your space. Listen to music. Listen to podcasts that you love. Create a routine that feels like you. Focus on those energy givers and you will become completely aligned with your life. Confidence isn't about being perfect. It's not about how you look and it's not about your job. It's not about who you're friends with. Confidence is about understanding the things that maybe you think are flaws or maybe you think are imperfections and not only accepting them, but loving them and going forward with appreciation for all of those parts, those imperfections, the things you think are great about yourself. Confidence is about moving through life with everything you've got.
If you love listening to Girls with Goals and other podcasts like ours, and you've ever thought about making your own, then let's talk about Anchor.
First off, it's free, which is amazing because there are so many cool things you can do with Anchor to make your podcast a reality. You can record and edit right on Anchor using your phone or your computer, and then Anchor will distribute your episodes to Spotify, Apple, anywhere you want your podcast, Anchor does it for you.
Anchor works with Spotify, so you can add any song straight from Spotify into your podcast. You can even make money off of your podcast through Anchor. It's really just everything you'd need or want in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Your lifestyle is what drives results. Not what you do once, not what you do for just 1 month and then give up, but the lifestyle that you live consistently every day. I like to think of this because I think that you can look at it in two different ways. You know, one way promotes more balance in your life because you understand that you can have all things in moderation. Because if there are things that you just do once or a couple times, like, that's not what drives the results. So those things can all fit. As long as the things that you do consistently are the habits that are going to move you towards the results that you want. And then the other side of it lets you know that you don't make long-term change through quick fixes or yo-yoing back and forth through things. If you want to make real change, you create habits, you create a sustainable routine, and then you stick to it. One that fulfills you every day, and then you get the results.
The only way that you can get somewhere that you never thought you could is to get through the things that right now maybe you don't think you can. The only way that you can grow and change is to go through situations that create that growth for you.
Oh, I like this. I saw this one the other day and I wrote it down and I sent it to you and Catherine as well, because we all forget to have fun sometimes, or like real, like genuine fun and good times. So 20 years from now, you're going to wish you had more fun. So have more fun. And I shared this one on an Instagram post recently too. And it just kind of goes with all of the things that we talk about when we get into health and fitness. And that is that losing those extra 10 pounds is not going to teach you how to love yourself. Taking care of your body will. And that kind of means that, like, it's not the actual weight lost that is going to teach you how to have self-love, or that's going to make you love yourself more. It is when you can literally just take care of your body, do the things that make it feel happy and healthy. And then, like, who cares what weight gain or loss comes with that? Because then you've ultimately found the self-love that you were looking for in the first place, if that is the main goal.
You are the only person who can determine how valuable you are, not the toxic friend, not some random person on the street, not the people you compare yourself to on the internet. Only you can determine your value. And once you do, that's when other people are going to see you the exact same way.
So true. People honestly, like, see you how you see yourself, I think, because it's all about how you present yourself. Like, you can almost choose how people perceive you. And I think that some people do that in a very, like, some people do that in a very, like, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like, convoluted, like, taking advantage kind of way, where they know that they can, like, change how they are around certain people. But you can also do that in a positive way, where it's like, people only know the you that you present. So if you can find a way to fake it till you make it and present yourself confidently, then that's how people are going to see you as well.
Absolutely.
This isn't necessarily a set quote, and, like, I'm sure it could be if I took a minute to, like, formulate it into a quote right now, but more so the concept of trust the timing of life. Trust that if you have goals, you have defined goals, you trust that you can reach them, and you believe in yourself to do that, and you just show up every day and you do what is in front of you that you can do that day to reach them. Trust that those things will come, but surrender the idea that you need to know exactly how and exactly when, and trust that everything that is supposed to come to you will come to you at the right time.
I hope one or a few of those resonated with you, and if they did, we would love to hear which ones you found valuable. And we do always love hearing from you. If you want to send a DM at Girls with Goals Pod or our personal accounts at Ankatha Kanin, at Caroline Kanin, our DMs are always open, and we do love hearing from you. Thank you guys so much for listening to this little episode.
And give us a rating on Spotify. Subscribe on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. A rating on Apple Podcasts. And I also just had the thought that sometimes we leave question boxes on Spotify, because that's something we can do. So how about we leave a question box on Spotify that is maybe a quote or an affirmation that you want to share as well. We will pin all of those answers so that anyone else who's on Spotify can scroll and see all of those extra ones from the community as well. And also let us know if you want more quick episodes like this. I would love to do one that is more of like a meditative affirmation type video, where we kind of just share some mantras and affirmations. That would be like a really quick thing that you could just turn on every once in a while when you need to hear it. I like that idea.
Yeah, for sure. And we will see you guys on Monday.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.